Now it's time for the Southern Cross with Kendall Hutt.
It is indeed time for the Southern Cross, and this week the Pacific Media Centre is hosting the Pacific Corporation Foundation's Journalism Interns. So we're joined today by Shavika and Linda from the University of the South Pacific in Fiji. Hi!
Hello. Hello.
So nice to have you here.
So nice to be here.
Thank you. So I guess just to start, what kind of motivated you to apply for the Pacific Corporation Foundation internship? Go for it, Linda.
I think it's an opportunity for Pacific Island students to experience how media operate in New Zealand. If we were to compare like New Zealand to the Pacific, we are less fortunate. So we are so eager to take up this opportunity to experience, to learn, and make sure to share this experience with our classmates and journalists in Tonga and in the Pacific.
Yes, just to add on to hers, in terms of resources, I believe we lack in resources like gadgets and technology. So yes, that's another thing what motivated me to apply for this. Just to see how gadgets work, and meet new people.
Absolutely. And so, what are you hoping to gain from it by the end? So, how long is it that you're here?
It's for 2 weeks.
2 weeks, great. And so, by the time you head back home, what are you hoping to have gained?
I hope to learn how the New Zealand media targets its different audiences, and I mostly want to learn about how they target the youth group, because the internet's emerging, and a lot of people, young ones especially, youths, they focus on the internet and they lag behind. They don't want to, most of them in the Pacific especially, they don't want to listen to their radios or see their news. So that's another thing I want to learn. Yeah.
Just to add on to that, I just wanted to learn how journalists in New Zealand approach their sources, how they carry out interview, how they write their stories after the interview. It will be like interesting to find out more about that, because like in the Pacific, it is different, because we don't have the equipments that they have it here, so it will be different.
Yeah. Just to add on, in terms of sources, mainly in Fiji, we see that, you know, young people are not taken seriously. Mm. And when we go out to interview, they just act as most of the sources with their age. It just make us feel intimidated. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's another thing I'm here to, but both of us are here to learn to tackle.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what are some of those other challenges that you face as student journalists?
I think in the Pacific, it's so hard to get your sources to speak to you. Mm. Most of the time I had experience sending an email to like one of my sources or a few of my sources, and they didn't bother to reply to that email. So I find it as challenging. So how can we able to write good stories if they're not like giving us the information? It will be like really hard for us. If they were to open up and give us a chance to get information out of them, it will be like really good. And like the public will be able to know more what is happening on the society.
Yes, so I think for emails, what she said is quite correct, because most of the time people would want, like, if they'd be worried or scared of replying to an unknown email without a person not coming from a professional or prominent media organization or any organization. Mm. So yeah,
that's definitely.
Yeah.
And so how do you feel that it's different to be a journalist in Fiji to New Zealand?
We haven't really experienced much in New Zealand, so I think after this internship we will be able to identify the difference and think we will come up with answers for that questions.
Absolutely. And so what would you say are the greatest kind of issues facing the Pacific at the moment?
Okay, so the major one is climate change, as we all know. Mm. And that is a topic which we don't see, like, it's covered by overseas media organizations, but not quite to a large extent. Just as For example, if there's a tropical cyclone in Samoa, then that would be covered. But for example, relocation of villages and things like that, that's not covered. Well, maybe because those country or media organizations have other issues to cover, but it would be nice to see organizations, media organizations, cover more on climate change issues, because that's an everyday reality and it's happening.
Absolutely.
Just to add on to that, I can say that the state of media freedom in the Pacific has been shaken. And for example, in Tonga, the Prime Minister made recommendation rather to suspend journalists and and also to suspend the chairman of the board of directors for Tonga Broadcasting Commission. And it is like really hard for media, for journalists who operate in Tonga. One of the prominent journalists in Tonga, Kalafi Moala, he said that there's a culture of fear in Tonga, and it's a it's affecting the private media.
And another thing in Fiji, in terms of censorship, while interviewing one of these prominent journalists, Jeffrey Smith, he did say that some journalists might deny of self-censoring with regards to the media decree, but it's happening. Whether you say it or not, it's happening. So that's another thing that we must be cautious of as journalists. But
yeah, definitely. And so how is New Zealand's relationship with the Pacific viewed in Fiji? Is there more that we could be doing?
I think they should prioritize issues like climate change, because in the Pacific Islands, people are struggling with the impact of climate change. And I mean, for example, in Kiribati, the water has, I mean, is contaminated because of climate change, the rise of sea level. And I had seen one of the interview by the former president of Kiribati, Anote Donk, and he said that in Kiribati, he had been to many occasions, and a lot of people, they were like approaching him, why can't you move back as a solution to sea level rise? And he said, if we were to move back, we might fall off on the other side of the ocean, because like the length, the width of the country is not that much.
Yeah.
It's like very narrow. So like in the Pacific, we are struggling with the impact of our climate change. If New Zealand journalists would report more on climate change, it will be like really good for us in the Pacific.
Yeah. Right. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about?
Well, I'd like to thank, both of us would like to thank the PCF for having us here. And we'd like to thank Michelle for guiding us. And yes, that'll be all.
Thank you both so much for coming, and thank you to the Pacific Media Centre and the Pacific Media Corporation Foundation for bringing you over here. That's amazing. And have a good 2 weeks here. Hope you get to learn a lot. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was the Southern Cross.
That was indeed the